Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Two Post, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I got a teaching title today. It's not a very nice one, but I think I got to cover this. Vomiting out demons is not biblical. Vomiting out demons is not biblical. Yeah, can't believe I have to cover this. It's always amazing how people make up things from the Bible, false spiritual things, and they deceive themselves. In the process, they deceive others. One of these is vomiting up demons. What a gory topic, I know. Sorry, but I got to cover it. Since the New Apostolic Reformation, the NAR Heretic Deliverance Ministries are on the rise and rampant everywhere, making movies, having revivals. Yeah, they're really, really growing in popularity. I want to discuss this because it's a common practice of theirs. I already got an article from a couple years ago on puking up demons, because one NAR heretic was big on telling people, you got to puke up demons, so I titled it Puking Up Demons. This one, I'm just going to add another scripture verse to that whole concept, call it Vomiting Out Demons Is Not Biblical. And I want to cover this so that you're not deceived if you ever hear people talking about this. So the usual scenario with these false teachers is they'll say, person has a demon. They believe Christians can have demons. They believe everybody's got a demon. It's an absolute lie that Christians can have demons and not everyone has demons. In fact, demons were very relatively rare in the Bible inside people. But anyway, what they usually have is like buckets ready. Yeah, they have vomit buckets ready. And they instruct people that when you're about to be exorcised or a demon delivered out of you, you're going to vomit and the demon comes out through that process. It's part of their made-up hype, their man-made false ways. We're going to talk about that. What does the Bible say about vomiting up demons? You ready, saints and seekers, if you're listening? It absolutely says nothing anywhere ever about vomiting up demons. It's an invention of man and false theology. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Let me share with you what the Bible does talk about and how men twist it, okay? Let's talk about that. Mark 9, verses 20 through 27 I'm going to read. But let's start with, and they brought him up, brought unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. All right. So this is where these false teachers say, see, something was coming out of his mouth. It's vomit, and you got to vomit demons out. That's not what it says. Let's look at this as Bereans and look at the Greek word and see the context. So the Greek word foaming is ephridzo. It means to froth at the mouth like an epileptic. Yeah, let's talk about this. You know, I've been out on the streets and seen men go down in like drug-induced attacks, and they start salivating and foaming at the mouth. I've seen people that are like crazy, whether it was a demon or whether they are on drugs or maybe they had mental issues. Yeah, all three are possible. And they were foaming at the mouth, drooling uncontrollably. That's what that's talking about. It's not vomiting. It's drooling. Like, when you're sick, if you can't control your mouth, all of us can control our saliva, right? We pull it in and basically swallow it. Sounds gross to talk about, but that's how we do it. God designed our body. Our saliva is like cleansing our mouth. Well, when you lose control of your body, like in a demon situation, or if you're an epileptic, what happens? I see people in wheelchairs. They drool. They drool all over. That's what this foaming is. Now, it's obviously enhanced in this man because a demon was inside tearing at him. Okay? But notice, it's no vomit. And also notice, it's not when the demon's leaving him. It's when the demon's in him, tormenting him. So this goes totally against these false deliverance heretics. When they get a person there and they start praying over, laying hands on them, and the person starts convulsing, and then they start getting a bucket, they start throwing up, and they say, come out, come out. And they're calling the demon out through the vomit. This man was foaming at the mouth before Jesus even dealt with him. It was a product of him being demonized. not the result of him being delivered and set free. We're going to see what that means when I read the rest of these scriptures. So you got a scripture twist to get to vomiting out demons from a man who's demonized, foaming at the mouth like a delirious crazy man. Let's read the rest of this account, verses 21 to 26. And when he asked his father, how long ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. I love that. He says, I believe, and he asks the Lord, please help my unbelief. Meaning, I really want to believe, help my son. I love that. That's like another whole teaching right there. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. Okay, notice how Jesus calmly casts out the demon with some words and it's over. No vomiting, no convulsions. Now, if we read on, the boy does fall down like he's dead. Then Jesus takes his hand, lifts him up. He was like probably exhausted from being tormented by this demon. And that's not slain in the spirit, by the way, okay? When a demon leaves you, if you were to collapse, that's understandable. All of this slain in the spirit where they touch you and you fall over by the power of the Holy Ghost, that's New Age, Nirvana, occult, Satanism, Hinduism. I have a whole article on slain in the spirit. It's not biblical. No one ever collapsed because of the joy of the Holy Spirit. The joy of the Holy Spirit is calm, inner cheer and peace. So again, Jesus uses calm words to cast out the demon, not screaming, yelling, hands-on, half an hour process. No, Jesus had authority and said, come out. So the deliverance men today will tell you, well, that demon has to come out through puking and you scream at it and lay hands on it and over and over and over. No, Jesus did it very quickly with no vomit, no big show, just showing his authority, right? That's why he's our master, savior, creator, messiah. He has the authority. Now, where does this idea of vomiting come from then? It's not in scripture. You won't find it anywhere. Well, I'm going to tell you that the deliverance heretics twist God's word and they take that foaming and they take the crying out. So it did say when the demon left, he cried out. So they'll say, see, demons leave through your mouth. So that foaming and vomit, when you vomit, the demon's leaving. You see how they add to God's word? It's not what it says. He was foaming before he was being delivered from the demon, and the demon came out with a cry. Now, you could say demons may come out with a shriek or a cry. Yeah, that's biblical. We see that in scripture. But they add the foaming. They add the foaming to the demon coming out. Then they change the foaming to vomit. And then they make it a prerequisite to almost vomit every time you're being delivered from a demon. You don't see it one time in scripture whatsoever, so it's not true at all. And the other part I would tell you is Hollywood influences. Yeah, when I was a teenager, early teen, the movie The Exorcist came out. Wicked, nasty, rotten movie. Don't ever watch it. And they had a girl possessed by a demon, and she puked a lot. And they get that. Hollywood put that in us, that green garbage comes out of your mouth when you're of a demon. It's not biblical. That's Hollywood, but it's not holy word of God, okay? Hollywood, but not holy word of God. Yeah, I like that saying. And then third part I'd say is it's theatrics, emotionalism. It adds to their deliverance circus and sideshow. It draws crowds, and that means more money and more fame and more revivals and more books and more conferences and more teaching seminars. One of these false teachers was charging $100 for deliverance training. And when somebody asked him, he said, well, the deliverance I do is free, but I had to pay for my own schooling, so I train people on how to do deliverance, and it costs money. Well, Jesus said freely it was given, freely you should give. So these men are all a bunch of hireling, money takers, money changers, deceivers, and false teachers, as I'm showing you here with this one topic of vomiting out demons. Don't be deceived by these deliverance heretics. Demons are definitely real. demons can definitely be inside a person. Christians, born again, cannot be indwelt by a demon. That's what they believe, but that's an absolute lie. They have made spirits and demons out of everything from anger to religion. Yeah, I just did a video of a pastor casting out the spirit of masturbation from a man's hands. Sorry, I got to tell you that. But this is how bad it's become and how gullible and deceived people are. Jesus said in Matthew 24, in the last days it'll be full of false teachers, saying he's the Christ. And he said, if it were possible, they'd deceive even the very elect. And it's with signs and wonders. Yeah, I see it happening with the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. Don't be caught up by them. Hold fast to scripture and sound doctrine. Colossians 2:8, Paul says, lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. I'm teaching you Christ's word. They're teaching you a bunch of traditions of men that are going to lead you astray and deceive you. Let's recap to be clear. Demons are not vomited out at all. Not one Bible verse even hints of that. A person with a demon might foam at the mouth a little bit. Yep, while they have the demon. It's not vomit. And when the demon leaves, it might cry out, but it doesn't leave via vomit. That's disgusting to even think about. Doesn't happen. And believers don't have demons. You can be afflicted by them, tempted by them, but you don't have them indwelling you, controlling you. Not ever do we see in scriptures vomit or Christians being indwelt by Satan. So don't be deceived by these people. These men are charlatans making money off of weak-willed people. And quite honestly, I'm concerned that a lot of these people are going there and opening themselves up to demonic things by having these false teachers. Paul said, lay hands on no man quickly, something to that effect, meaning don't pray with just anybody. These people are running to all these people saying, you know, here's another thing real quick. Every sin is a demon. You got lust, that's a demon of lust. You got thievery and stealing, that's a demon of greed. You got anger, that's a demon of anger. What Satan has done is taught people that you're not responsible for your own sins and your flesh. That it's really me doing it, see? And that is really deceiving a lot of people. They feel really good about that. Oh, the devil made me do it. When I was a small child, 8, 9, I remember watching a show on TV. I was a little pagan. My parents would watch it, and this comedian used to always cry out, and my mom and dad would laugh, and he'd say, well, the devil made me do it. I think his name was Flip Wilson. I can't believe I remember that. And he made it real popular to say, the devil made me do it. You know what's crazy? These modern-day false teachers are teaching everybody that the devil's making you sin. Oh, he can influence you. He can tempt you. He can show you sin. When you choose sin, it's your own fault, and you're going to answer for it. So don't be deceived by all these false doctrines. Hold fast to scripture. I'm going to be doing a complete series on deliverance, which I've already got the vomiting covered. I'm working on the all the spirits. I've already got articles on the spirit of Leviathan, the spirit of Jezebel don't exist. These are not individual spirits. Okay, there's no extra spirit of love or extra spirit of grace in the Bible. No, there's one Holy Spirit, and there's Satan and his angels. That's another topic for another time. But I'll be doing more articles on this whole deliverance ministry and everything hinged to it, including exposing some of these popular false teachers. And this is all good examples of showing you why we follow Scripture, cling to the model that we see in Scripture by Jesus, Paul, and the other disciples and apostles and prophets. We don't follow experiences. I hear people tell me all the time, well, I was there, I saw it, and I experienced it. Does that mean it's biblical and not of Satan? So don't follow your experiences. Follow the Holy Word of God. Cling to it with all that you are. Study it. Read it, meditate it, study it, then obey it. That's what don'tperish.com is all about, to help you do it for free. Traveling the gospel road, lifting up Christ. I got to do a verse-by-verse audio study. I hope this blessed you. Don't worry about vomiting up demons. Flee from all appearance of evil. The Bible says, last thing, resist the devil in James, and he will flee from you. That's what we do with Satan and his minions. We resist them. We don't dabble in evil. We walk in the light, and Christ cleanses us. Hey, I love you all. Until next time, go out, have a glorious day. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. We're here for you to encourage you in the faith. May God be praised.